WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, sitting in for Terry Gross. Singer-songwriter Richard Thompson has a new box set of previously unreleased material called RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson. On today's show, we're dipping into our own archives to feature excerpts of his Fresh Air performances. In 2002, Thompson came to Fresh Air to play songs from a show based on great tunes he didn't write, called A Thousand Years of Pop Music. It included a Shakespearean song, an aria from Henry Purcell, and music by Hank Williams, The Beatles, ABBA, and a hit song from Britney Spears. Terry asked him about that one.
Nowadays, when people want to illustrate how bad certain pop music is, they will use as an example, Oops, I Did It Again, the big hit by Britney Spears.
Would they do that, really? Well,
yeah,
that's a shame.
You have taken that song and you're doing it in your show. Obviously, there's something that you really like about the song or the record.
Well, I think it's a good song. I think it's somewhat in the Swedish pop tradition. As far as I know, the songs are written and recorded in Sweden, and then they get flown over to the States, and Britney puts the voice on, and then they fly them back and produce them, and the results are mega, you know. I kind of like Swedish pop music, you know, the Cardigans and ABBA and what have you, you know. And I think it's kind of a good song, and it's quite witty in its own way. And I don't think it's terrible. I could find a lot more terrible songs around these days than this.
Well, why don't you do it for us?
Okay. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. It might seem like a crush, but that doesn't mean that I'm serious. But to lose all my senses, it's just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, that I'm sent from above. I'm not that innocent. My problem is this, I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes truly exist. I cry watching the days, you see I'm a fool in so many ways. But to lose all my senses, that's just so typically me. Baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love, dancing from above. I'm not that innocent.
That's good.
It's not so bad, is it?
Yeah, that's very good.
Richard Thompson recorded in 2002. That was one of the songs included in his show, A Thousand Years of Pop Music. Let's keep moving and get right back to the other Richard Thompson concert we're featuring today, recorded in 1994.
No, you do have this very, emotionally upfront quality in your voice. You know, you always sound, if the character is being tormented by the memory mm-hmm. of somebody, you sound like you are experiencing that torment. You know, I mean, there's just...
My soul is in torment most of the time.
No, but I mean, you do have this very emotionally upfront quality in your singing. Now, for somebody who didn't think of themselves as a singer, usually if somebody doesn't think about themselves as a singer, they're a little bit more, like, reserved because they're unsure.
Mm. I think sometimes though, it's an advantage to not be a singer. You know, but I think Bob Dylan's a great singer, but you wouldn't say he's a accomplished singer.
Right, know? Right.
I think, you know, Randy Newman, you know, sings his own songs really well. You know, Ry Cooder sings his own stuff really well. You know, you can be a singer who gets in the way of the song.
Excuse me for just I don't mean to make yourself conscious or anything, but there's something else you do in your singing. Sometimes at the end of a line, your voice will drop and you'll half speak, half sing a word, which is really effective.
Oh, I don't know where that comes from. Maybe it's coming from not being able to hold the notes or something. Do I like? Well, you know, Gordon Lightfoot's a great singer. I've always enjoyed his singing, and I'm probably influenced by, you know, Gordon Lightfoot and people like Muddy Waters and.
Who else?
A lot of, you know, Irish singers like Joe Heaney. You know, where you know the emotional payoff of a traditional song is often when you hit the low note. You know. And shine the bonny bunch of roses, oh, you know, and you get this real sort of, wow, you know.
There's another song I'd like to ask you to do called I Can't Wake Up.
Okay, here it comes.
In my nightmare, everything's wrong. I'm waiting for love, but you come along. You smile, you wave, you kiss me, ciao. But you seem too happy to see me somehow. And then the sky falls in on my head. Your nails grow long, your eyes turn red. You say forever, dear, and a day. You swear that you're never gonna go away. And my feet won't move to run the other way. And I can't wake up to save my life. No, I can't wake up to save my life. In my nightmare, you forgive me. Cruelest gift you could ever give me. You say that you understand me now. Your eyes say, brother, I get you somehow. And then the lightning streaks across the room. You smell like something fresh from the tomb. You squeeze too hard, you insist on kissing. When it seems like half your face is missing. Your hair's turned into reptiles hissing. And I can't wake up to save my life. No, I can't wake up to save my life. I done make my dreams go bad. Like Buster Boy's coming home to dad. What you reap, so shall you sow. Your feet don't fail me. Go, man, go. Cause I can't wake up to save my life. No, I can't wake up to save my life.
Is there a story behind the song?
It's just, you know, it's just a story. High notes. It's just a dream, you know.
Bad dream.
Bad dream. I suppose it's a kind of, a classic put-down song, really. It's, you know.
Richard Thompson recorded in 1994. We'll hear more of his interview and performance in a moment. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our concert with Richard Thompson. His new box set, RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson, is a collection of previously unreleased material.
Oh, spare me from having to read your lyrics and sounding
like me.
I'm giving the squarest reading in the world. So there's something I want to quote here. Can I ask you to quote the line? This is from The Way That It Shows. I just think it's a particularly well-written couple of lines here. Can you quote the first few lines?
Oh, that one. I'm going to give yourself away to some Casanova. On the spills and stains of a backstage sofa, he'll catch you yawning with one leg over. Is that enough?
I think that's really great writing. I mean, I think
Casanova over. Well, I, at that point, I was the rhyme scheme was getting desperate. I was running out of possibilities.
I'm not even thinking about the rhyme, but the spills and the stains on the couch. I thought that was really nice.
I was actually thinking of a backstage in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
I can't remember what the place is called. A really sort of rundown rock and roll theater. It's got the smelliest couch I've ever seen in my life.
Huh.
You know, you can sort of smell the sort of improvised sex oozing off this couch. Quite disturbing.
Now, who are the songwriters you admire? And did you ever go through a period of trying to write in the manner of different songwriters, like you went through a period of trying to play in the style of different guitarists?
Yeah, I think it's a great exercise. I still do it. You know, I still think, well, you know, here's a songwriter who, you know, has a great kind of flow or something. You know, why don't I try and write a song in that style? You know, I still do that. You know, early on, I was listening to, I was listening to, you know, people like the Everly Brothers and, you know, Phil Oakes and Richard Farina, and I've always been influenced by Scottish ballads. I think that's probably the richest place you can find songs, because they're just so good and they're so stunningly, you know, succinct.
But they tell whole stories.
There's so much in a verse, and it's so beautifully pared down over centuries. Just wonderful stuff. So that's a big influence. And so some of the Scottish, you know, writers like Carolina Oliphant and Burns, you know, Burns Walter Scott.
Can I ask you to play a chorus of one of your songs that you feel is especially influenced by traditional Scottish ballads?
Gosh. Okay, let's think of it. Oh, you speak the words locked in my breath, but it's late for me. Let an old man rest. More black and tan on the barricades to keep me safe from loving. And it goes on, but in terms of verse structure, you know, word usage, word repetition, mm-hmm. blah, 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 you know, and tune. I mean, it's very...
And the way you're saying it.
Very Scottish, yeah.
Yeah. What I'd like to ask you to do now is sometimes when we have a concert, especially with somebody who mm-hmm. writes their own songs, I'd like to ask the performer to do a song that is kind of out of character, something mm-hmm. that we might be surprised that you like because it might seem out of character, or a song that a lot of people think of as a kind of square, not very interesting song, but a song that you love and you'd like to resurrect. So any songs you'd want to do that fit into any of those categories?
Well, okay.
I asked him about this earlier, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's something from Carousel.
Great.
I hope. Let me see. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end a golden mile and the sweet silver song of the lark. Oh, God. Walk on through the rain.
I love that. I thought that was great.
It's a great song, you know.
Well, what made you think of that song?
I don't know. I've always liked it. In England, it's a football song.
Is it really?
It's associated with the Liverpool Football Club, and it's actually a hit for Jerry and the Pacemakers.
But you don't remember them doing it. Oh.
I don't think they would have released it here. They wouldn't have bothered. But,
I was wondering how you knew all the words. Most people could sing a chorus, but they couldn't get through the whole song.
Well, it does go around again, the same. I was going to spare you that.
I've really just so enjoyed the concert. I'm so thrilled we were able to do this. I want to thank you very, very much.
I'm very grateful you'd have me. Thank you.
Would you like to close with another song from the new album, or if you prefer something earlier? Or?
Yeah, I could do something earlier.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, what would you like?
Do you feel so good?
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you do Feel So Good?
Okay.
This is from a previous album from a couple of years ago called Rumor and Sigh.
It is indeed, yes. Here we go. I feel so good, I'm going to break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna take someone apart tonight. They put me in jail for my deviant ways. 2 years, 7 months, and 16 days. Now I'm back on the street in a purple haze. I feel so good. I feel so good. I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. So good, I'm gonna make somebody's day tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna make somebody pay tonight. I'm old enough to sin, but I'm too young to vote. Society been dragging on the tail of my coat. But I've got a suitcase full of 50-pound notes and a half-naked woman with a tongue down my throat. And I feel so good, and I feel somebody's heart tonight. They made me pay for the things I've done. Now it's my turn to have all the fun. I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight.
That's Richard Thompson, recorded in 1994. A new box set, RT, The Life and Music of Richard Thompson, has just been released. It's a collection of previously unreleased material, including live performances and demos.